Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
1023, this is Dean Richards live in Los Angeles this morning talking to Denzel Washington. This afternoon, we're going to have that for you on the WGN TV Morning News tomorrow. 10:23, check your clocks. This morning at 2 is when we officially went back to Central Standard Time. We're talking about Fuzzy's Pizza, worst name ever for a food establishment. Turns out that is not the case. We've got some being texted in. I found a couple. Sam, you found a couple also?
I found 6 pretty bad ones. You want me to just read them off?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, in Portland, Oregon, there's a Chinese place called Hung Far Low.
This is a family show.
These are actual restaurants.
This is a family show.
Swanee, this is educational content Sam is doing right now.
Move fast. In Arcadia, California, Yong Dong Garden.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, everyone.
You want me to stop?
Glad you could be with us on our final show.
All right, I'll stop.
Go ahead. I mean, I'm already fired.
No,
dirtier than that?
Maybe I shouldn't read the last one then.
Because I found one. It's also apparently Asian food that's called Poo Poo Hot Pot. I'm not sure I would go to Poo Poo Hot Pot. Or there's another one, a Vietnamese restaurant in London called La Doo-Doo.
Did you see the restaurant in India?
Which one?
The Chocolate Log.
Okay. All right.
Oh, you can say it, but I can't. You could say La Doo-Doo.
Okay, here's one. Here's one that's called, you know, the lovely Disney. Shwani. Settle down, Shwani. There's, you know, the movie Finding Nemo, right?
Yes.
Disney or Pixar movie. Here's a fish place called Frying Nemo, chips, fish and chips.
Poor Nemo.
Not exactly. We're going to take the kids, I think. Okay, do you have any more?
I've got 3 more. I'm only going to say 2, though, because the third one I don't want to say anymore. A pizza place in New York City, Hot and Crusty. And then an Irish pub in Pembroke, Massachusetts called Poopsies.
Poopsies. Seems to be a theme. Okay, now I'm curious what's the one that Sam isn't using.
Now. I don't want to say it. I'll find out.
All right, I'll just say it.
It's a chain in Florida. I kid you not, and I looked it up for verification. Dirty Dick's Crab House.
Swanee?
No, I'm surrender.
Swanee, I hope you enjoy whoever the new host is of the show on Sunday morning. It's been nice working with you.
Yep, that's right. 35 years.
Yeah, 30.
35
hey, this is
years.
This is a chain. This is not. You know, we're not making these up. We're not doing this for shock value. This is educational. That's all I can say.
Sunday morning.
We're going down to line 9 here. One Wendy Snyder is calling in, who you can hear here on WGN from, is it 9 until noon or 10 until noon? I can't remember when Steve Cochran leaves.
From 10 until noon.
10 until noon, and then the bonus hour is on the web. How's Wendy on Sunday morning?
What have you done to WGN radio? Are there a bunch of 12-year-old boys on the air right now?
Yes. Yes.
Doo-doo makes you laugh.
Come on. It's clearly making you laugh now, too.
I know. I'm one of those 12-year-old boys.
I know. These are actual food establishments, Wendy. It's not like we're making this up, you know, just for shock value or anything. We're far too mature and professional to do anything like that.
It all started with Fuzzy's Pizza.
These are actual joints that we're talking about. Maybe I shouldn't use that word, given what Sam just said. Maybe that's not the best word for me to use this
It's all
word.
My fault.
All right. Wow. Hold me in. To both.
Sam went there. Sam completely went there.
Uh-oh. I believe it.
Wendy, what do you have on your show tomorrow?
Oh, my God. It's a surprise.
Okay. In other words, they have nothing planned. Yeah. I only hope that you can keep the high intellectual level that we've set here today on the Bill and Wendy show tomorrow.
You just pass me the baton, Dean.
That's why we love her. Wendy Snyder. Thanks, honey. Have a great day. Stephen, hi, you're on WGN.
Yes, how are you?
Good morning.
There was a bar on Lake Street and Anderson Road called the Fuzzy Navel.
See, again, nothing appetizing about that whatsoever. Is this a bar? Or is this was this also a restaurant or just a bar?
Just serving a bar, basically serving pizzas, you know,
right. Bar food,
and
bar
things
food.
Of that nature. Yeah. Yes.
There's the name of a mixed drink by that, isn't there?
There is.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
There is. There are some other drink names that we won't mention. Sam probably will at some point in the show. Sam, who's now working blue on the show. Stephen, thanks for the call. Hi, Jim. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Dean. How you doing?
Very well.
Well, here's an actual restaurant, the worst kitchen sausage, speaking of the worst places to eat.
Oh, boy. Get your finger on the...
In Plano, Illinois.
Get your finger on the panic button.
But actually, it's a really good... My wife and I have been there a number of times, and it's really good, hearty Germans, different sausages, and, you know, German potato salad is actually pretty good. Just love the show on this gloomy Sunday morning, laughing really hard, my wife and I, listening to all the juvenile humor, which everybody appreciates, whether they admit it or not.
This is a long setup. This is better be good.
But anyway, the worst kitchen sausage company, and actually I recommend it. Like I said, we've been there. It's actually pretty good.
Oh, it's called the Worst Kitchen.
Yeah, W-U-R-S-T.
The Worst Kitchen. Okay.
Right. Yeah, no, this, I'm not making this up. It's a German restaurant and grocery store in Plano, Plano, Illinois, so not too far from the city, about an hour west.
That is actually very, very clever for a sausage place, the worst kitchen.
It's good German food and different sausages, nothing fancy, but it's really good, and they are the worst kitchen sausage companies.
Yeah, it's probably better than this restaurant that I found that's in London called the Golden Stool.
Okay. Yeah.
And
yeah,
only...
I haven't tried that one, but...
we'll leave it there. Have a great day. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Dean. Take care.
And everybody, thanks for listening to my final show. We'll be back.